Hey, it's the Cliff and Kendo Thanksgiving Show!
Oh, thank you, Cliff.
Oh, thank you, Kendall. This is Thanksgiving this year.
I'm so thankful for you, Cliff.
I'm so thankful for this time together.
No, I was more thankful for this food over here, but okay.
Kendall, I wish you'd stop eating for just a minute.
So much.
I wish that was a joke.
Well, it's Thanksgiving Day. We're doing a show. I'm in the middle of saying that, no, listeners, this is not a live Michael Bublé concert.
Oh, God.
This is not a reindeer dying. This is Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. It's what but an internet talk show and early morning radio show on Ride 89.
It's an early warning system. That comedy's coming.
Kendall, it's Thanksgiving Day.
Look, I got up really early this morning.
Yeah.
And I cooked some of these sausage balls. Now, if you don't know what those are, listeners, they're Bisquick cheese and fake sauces, because we're vegetarians. Mm-hmm. But that's all it is. And then you bake them into these balls, and they're amazing. I ate 42 of them this morning while I was decorating the Christmas tree, watching the Macy's parade.
Yeah.
And Mr. Snowball and Mrs. Potter Butterchurn, they ate a lot. They're all, like, exhausted from how much we ate. And we haven't even got to Thanksgiving dinner yet.
Kendall was putting up the Christmas tree this morning. I was in the studio dealing with a disgruntled assistant who was packing up her shit, her crock pot included, in a brown paper box and walking out the door. Our assistant crock pot has quit on Thanksgiving Day. Not very thankful.
Why would she quit?
Why would crock pot quit? Why would she leave us? She never got a hang of the filing system. And now she never will.
I invited her to help me decorate the tree.
Nobody likes to do that with you. You're too annoying. You're too bossy. Hang this here. Hang that there.
Move it up a little. Move
it
down.
Hang them high. Hang them low.
Well, I want my Christmas trees perfect.
Oh, God. Nobody's perfect except for our Lord, who was born that Christmas
morn.
What
a segue.
Who was born early one Christmas morn. Kendall, Crockpot has quit. Austin is here. He has been roasting yams out back on the old tomato patch. He's roasting them.
Yams are roasting on the pumpkin patch.
Yams are roasting, and it's Thanksgiving here in the studio. Kendall, this marks our one-year anniversary in Busheltown.
Oh, it does, doesn't it? I forgot that we've been here a whole damn year.
1 year. 565,200.
I can't believe we've been here a year. It feels crazy. That feels crazy.
I do think we should mention
we usually commentate on the Thanksgiving Day parade that's going by, but we're just ignoring it this year because we were not chosen as the grand marshals of the parade.
I can't even understand.
Why?
Old Mule Flappy, the mule reenactor?
The mule reenactor, why would he be the grand marshal of the parade and not us?
Why? The mule saved a few people hundreds or so years ago.
Come on, get over it. Come on.
I mean,
there's talent at 4 in the morning.
We are the original 4 a.m. shock jocks.
We are. You know what's really shocking? It's no longer shocking to be shocked in drive time. It's not. Is it shocking? No. What's shocking is when you turn it on at 4 a.m. Sunday morning and you hear this.
Shocker.
This. We're the shock jocks these days, Kendall. Kendall.
Cliff, I don't know if you saw what Charles brought.
What? No, I didn't.
He brought.
When I see Charles or hear him or smell him, I turn away.
He has a chinette. He has a chinette plate.
Chinette.
With saran wrap over it. Uh-huh. With what he claims to be cranberry sauce for Thanksgiving dinner.
No.
I don't know what it is, but I'm not going to touch it.
No. The only cranberry sauce I like is can-shaped.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's how it should be.
Do you feel the same way?
Yes, that's the way it's supposed to be.
People bring this stuff.
If it doesn't have the ribs in it, then
it needs to look like a can.
Like a gelatinous surface.
That's what you want.
I tried to give this food, or this cranberry sauce, to the dogs down the street. They wouldn't even eat it.
Ken, I told you not to mess with those dogs. Kendall, Crockpot has quit. I've been thrown for a loop. And speaking of loops and things that rhyme with that, I found a can of soup And it was
thinking of loops. How about a can of soup?
And that's how I chose to go with that. And I'm sticking by it. I found some soup. It was a can of soup rolling around in the back seat of my car. Mm-hmm. Rolling around. And it's been there for like 2 months. Now, it's a can of soup. Do you think it's still good? And this is a true question.
Yeah.
Now, it was hot. It was hot in the car.
Who cares? Canned food. Don't they like store that and give it to people like 20 years in the future?
They do, but what if it was in a really hot car?
Well,
does that matter?
Sometimes you're really hungry.
Should I call the poison control hotline?
I don't think so. I think you'll be fine. I made a fake turkey for tonight.
Well, Kendall, I'm tired of hearing about your fake meats.
It's tofurkey. I brought it for us, for everybody.
Listeners are turning off.
I want Mrs. Potter Butter Butter to try it. I want Mr. Snodbottom to try it.
Kendall, you know, I'm the world's staunchest vegetarian. And I believe it, but everybody is annoyed when vegetarians talk. They are. And listeners are turning off. They are unsubscribing every time you mention a fake meat.
I'm saying I brought it here for Mrs. Potter Butter from Snodbottom. Right. I want everybody to try it.
Now that we've bottomed out in terms of listeners,
we can all go up from here.
I can only. Oh, Kendall to the moon with you. You know, I was watching Murder, She Wrote the other day. Mm-hmm. And I'm such a fan of Jessica Fletcher for just so many reasons. But one of them is because, oh my God, classy. You want to talk class. So classy. Kendall, wherever she goes, obviously murder follows, but people...
She's classy and full of regret.
But what makes her classy is that she's oftentimes offered a drink in the daytime, and she's like, oh, it's too early for me, I'm sorry.
It's never too early.
It's never too early. It has never become too early for me.
More and more recently, I thought at 10 a.m., is it too early to have a drink?
More and more recently at 10 a.m., I'm completely drunk. But no, but that's what I admire.
That
like
Sherry goes a long way.
Yeah, that she's got such, you know, not even morals, because it's not a moral thing, but she's just got such willpower and stick-to-itiveness.
Well...
You thought Abe Lincoln persevered.
Both of those things, we will never know what they even mean.
No, we never will. One thing we will know the meaning of is Thanksgiving, that is today. We're going to bring in our friends now and throw into the set.
What time is it? Is it deer? Is it time, dear? I'm so sorry.
Thanksgiving.
I couldn't wait, dear. I'm so thankful, dear. I'm so thankful for both of you, dear.
Well, come on in. Come on, sit down. Put that down. Put that big... What are you carrying there? Open that up.
Oh, it's a sweet potato casserole, dear.
Are these the yams?
I thought maybe you'd want some, dear.
Now, were these made from the yams?
Of course, dear. Of course, dear. They're so, I put a little brown sugar and some pecans on top, dear. It's like a sweet potato dessert.
Smells delicious, dear.
Oh, that looks amazing.
Good with your dear.
And it's going to be hard to wait to break to even try that.
It's going to be hard to wait. We thought we'd bring you guys in. It being Thanksgiving, we thought we'd ask everybody what we're thankful for. And just go around, have a beautiful, meditative, thankful moment with everybody.
Oh, well, I would love to, dear. Just let me. Austin!
Very on top
Austin,
of
make sure that you take the green beans off the pot, dear. Make sure they don't boil over, dear, okay?
All right.
Oh,
sorry, I just wanted to make sure that was okay, dear.
I know you have been thrown for a loop because you were planning on having Crock-Pot stir stuff all day.
Oh, dear, it's been terrible. I don't know what to do. Austin is not the chef, if you know what I mean.
You know, he only does one thing well in the kitchen, that's make butternut rye krispies. He's been telling us for weeks he can't get the ingredients. I don't know what that's about.
I don't either. It's
really pissing really me off.
I've been flipping out.
Just a little bit.
But it's Thanksgiving.
Well, dear, he tried to buy it right down the street, dear.
I don't know. He's been to the food mall. Kendall, it's time for us to just go around and give our thanks.
Whoever. Let's give thanks.
To whatever. Whatever. Just the giving thanks is enough, right?
Well, Cliff, I want to start.
Coach,
I want to start.
Yeah.
Because Kendall, I'm so thankful for so many things. Well, okay, first
stop,
of all,
boy.
Let me go around the room and say I'm thankful for each and every one of you.
Oh.
I'm thankful for Charles.
Yeah.
Despite how much I want to murder him all the time. I'm thankful for Pi.
We can all tell that. Don't tell us the obvious.
Well,
it's only a half hour show.
Well, then I don't know if I want to talk about the next thing. I was going to say I'm thankful for all the other food here.
Ooh.
And I'm thankful that I'm not even bigger than I am now.
Oh, what a beautiful positive spin to put on it.
Exactly. I'm trying to be thankful.
Well,
I think it was beautiful.
I thought so too. All right, well, Mr. Snodbottom, are you thankful for anything this year?
Of course, boy. Job is silly bear. I'm thankful every day. Some beautiful wife. Lovely. Mrs. Potter Butter Butter, sir. Every day, dear, you grow more beautiful in my eyes.
Oh, dear, that's beautiful.
Milk in my coffee, girl. Your apple. Apple of my eye.
Oh, and you're the caramel on my apple, dear.
Beautiful angel on top of my Christmas tree, girl. I love you. Every day, Buzz, do you understand?
Oh, this turned into a love. A love.
The way, Buzz.
Of course I never felt that way. Give me a break.
This turned into a love fest. No, dear, well,
you're beautiful, girl.
I am so thankful for you, too, dear. You're wonderful, dear. You're so handsome. I'm thankful for everything you do for me, dear, and how strong you are.
Dear, my pleasure, dear.
I'm thankful, dear, for your irritable bowel syndrome pills, dear. They help us both, dear.
Yes, we're all thankful to him for the advances of the medical science.
And I'm thankful for my doily club that meets 3 times a week. They really keep me sane during everything, dear.
Yes,
that's so what beautiful. Are you thankful for?
When I think to myself, what I'm thankful for.
Well, you're thankful for your perfect pitch, right?
Obviously, I wasn't going to mention the obvious, like you. I'm thankful for the perfect pitch that the Tao has blessed me with, that it has planted in my throat. It's like a nightingale coming in the room.
Like a nightingale.
Whenever I just let it out.
That evokes such an image.
Yeah. And I'm thankful for that. And I'm also, you know what? I'm thankful for the shows this year. I just want to say thanks to the universe for the shows.
Thanks for the shows this year. We survived a tornado, a bottom belches show. We even freaked the week a bear walked in the studio. How frightening it was.
Thanks for the shows this year. We found a money sack, then had to give it back. We went too far on April Fool's. The show went way off track. How foolish it was. Ever since our move into Busheltown, so many strange things have happened.
We've also made many new friends who tend to walk in when segments begin. Oh, and thanks for the shows this year.
We thought our friends were dead. They were in a swamp instead.
And I lost all my memories when a light fell and hit my head. How forgetful I was. Thanks for the shows this year.
Our roast caused quite a scene. Dolores was kind of mean.
And who could forget the time we met Napoleon and Josephine? How surprising it was.
Thanks for the shows this year. We both turned 33, did a sequel to Clean Week.
I was possessed, which caused some stress. A ghost sure made us shriek. How spooky it was.
We created a new holiday for August. A hate group vandalized our studio.
We fought about where our new rug should go. And oh yeah, you handcuffed us too.
Yeah, sorry about that.
All right, I forgive you.
And thanks for the shows this year.
Gosh, we did a lot.
Even in the hot.
For all the ones we can't forget and the ones we already forgot.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Oh, no, you know who we should really thank?
Who?
The listeners.
We thank you so much.
Oh, thanks to the listeners.
Thank you so much.
Mr. Snodbottom. Thanks to Mrs. Potter Butter Butter.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you, bye. We're thankful for so many things. Other things.
No, yes, dear, we're thankful for so many things, dear, but I do have to get back to the cooking, dear, so I must be on my way, dear. So toodaloo.
Oh, toodaloo, we gotta take a break.
Well, yeah, we gotta take a break. Thank you so much. We'll be right back after some more thanks.
Crazy Thanksgiving.
Don't be a quitter. Stick around for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Oh, the day for saving,
tomorrow morning, every Kmart in America will open at 8 a.m. for a Thanksgiving sale. Check your Kmart circular. You'll find pages of great gift values for every person on your list. The nationwide Thanksgiving sale. Tomorrow only, starting at 8 a.m. at the Kmart near you.
Hope you're hungry. It's time for another helping of Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
I'm an Indian outlaw. Half Cherokee and Choctaw, my baby, she's a Chippewa, she's a one of a kind.
All my friends call me Bentlaw, the village chieftain is my papa. We get his orders from my mama, she makes him walk the line.
You can find me in my wigwam, I'll be beating on my tom-tom. Pull out the pipe and smoke some, real pass it around. I'm an Indian outlaw. Half Cherokee and Choctaw, my baby, she's a Chippewa, she's a one of a kind.
Welcome back to Thanksgiving.
All right. Now it's like back to the view, crosstalk, who knows who's saying what.
Who knows what's going to happen.
Who knows? Kendall, I was thinking of something else the other day. What was I thinking? Oh, I was in the library, shelving books, like I do, giving back to the community. Mm-hmm.
I'm thankful for you for doing that.
And I overheard there was this librarian there, and she was reading some story about the Pilgrims and the Indians to the children.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Do you ever just feel terrible when you see this insanity and talking about the Puritans and acting like the Pilgrims were some kind of heroes when really they just thought that, the church wasn't uptight enough in England, and so they had to get over here so they could really put the screws to everybody. And
they could really lock it down?
Yeah. And then what do? They find this peaceful, loving, one with the earth group of people out and just mass genocide. So
sounds familiar.
Yeah. Does this sound weird? What do you think, Kendall? Come on. Not to bring up hot subjects here on Thanksgiving.
I was about to say, I didn't know we were going to get so deep so quick, Cliff.
It's a Thanksgiving hot subject.
Well, I think, a lot of history is bound to repeat itself. And it kind of has with a lot of different people, a lot of different cultures over the years.
Ouch, that had to hurt.
God, I'm belching up that yam casserole. That damn yam casserole. It's belching up, Kendall.
It was so good, though.
I'm sorry. A big hunk of marshmallow flew out with that one.
Ugh.
But,
I'm going to need some more sherry for that.
Oh, my God. Pour some sherry all around. Okay. Kendall, how long would you wait for more St. Patrick's Day sherry on Thanksgiving?
Oh, I wouldn't wait very long for the sherry.
How long would you wait?
Oh,
Kendall, how long would you wait? I'm so thankful.
How long would you wait for this show to be on?
Oh, my God, that's what listeners ask themselves every week.
Oh, speaking of someone that asked that, Dolores just walked by outside.
Kendall, don't even look at her.
I'm not. You think if she comes in here and maybe she will answer some questions, but I will just not look at her.
Maybe it's Thanksgiving and she's in a really great mood.
Okay, you ask her. I'm not.
All right. Hey, Dolores, would you come and do a segment? Would you mind?
It's Thanksgiving. I bring joy to people. I'm here for you guys. What do you need me to do? I'm trying. I'm so grateful. I've got 12 wonderful kids, and I just finished my application. I'm adopting yet another child. And life is good.
Oh, that is wonderful.
My husband is great. He just broke up with his girlfriend, and it looks like we're going to have a great Thanksgiving.
I'm thankful for you.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for you.
I am thankful too.
This is a great...
Even you, Kendall.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, Dolores.
It's a beautiful moment.
We're going to start over.
I'm so thankful.
You should be.
All right. So this is a show. This is an internet talk show. And on the show, we play this
segment. It's called How Long Would You Wait? We're doing a Thanksgiving version, and we just ask you like certain things, like how long, if we said, hey, wait right here, how long would you wait for this? There's no right or wrong answer.
I wouldn't wait at all. The Lord does not wait.
But you gotta find out what you would be playing for. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Alright, so
No, it wouldn't matter. I don't wait. I did that years ago. I am Dolores. Yes. Well, maybe listen to me. You'll know. You'll get it.
Maybe think of someone else who might wait. Someone lesser than mm-hmm. you. Us. How long yeah. might we wait? You just yeah,
how long would you think we would wait? We might wait.
For Dolores, I'm asking you this. How long would you wait for a free cooking lesson from who but celebrity chef Rachel Ray? She's going to teach you just any recipe you want for Big Turkey Day.
I don't have to wait. Rachel Ray is one of my best friends. I don't have to wait.
EVOO.
Yeah. So
I'd wait at least a couple days.
Yeah.
Kendra, I would not know. No,
okay.
Yeah. Come on, I've got to go. Okay. I've got a turkey to get.
All right. How long would you wait for front row seats at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade?
Right, I don't there have to wait for that either. They know Dolores. I don't know what do you need to know. Dolores does not wait. I get the feeling that the two of you don't know how famous I really am.
I really do.
Bushel Town it's mentality.
Kendall that doesn't. He doesn't
everybody
get it.
Everybody knows Dolores. What is going
we
on?
Just, we,
that's
look,
what
we,
I keep telling him.
We just have these questions we usually were going to ask for each other. You just happen to walk by.
Okay, well, let's hurry it. I've got a butterball waiting on me.
Okay.
So let's hurry. And I cook my own turkey. I don't, you know, Rachel is good, but not that good. Come on.
You are just.
Let's go.
You.
Let's move it along. Come
you've on. Got it all. You can
yeah,
do it all,
you're
Dolores.
Right, you're right.
All right, so Thanksgiving is a day when some people like Kendall sit down and watch football for just hours on end, right? Kendall claims that he loves to. And how long would you wait, or how long would you think a person who does wait for things might wait for an erotic bang session with who but the sexiest football star from the New England Patriots, whoever that is?
Well, I can only speak for myself. I wouldn't wait. In fact, he would be the one waiting on me. Mm. So let's move on. Come on. I can't speak for regular people, but I know Dolores.
Well, Cliff, I'm just going to go ahead and take a general consensus and say that Dolores does not wait.
Dolores does not wait.
She's broke the game show. She does not wait.
I don't wait.
She doesn't wait. And I never imagined playing How Long Would You Wait with someone who doesn't wait.
Exactly.
Well, Dolores, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you. I hope you all have a great Thanksgiving. I would invite you over, but I've got just enough turkey for my kids and my husband's family. His girlfriend may stop by. I don't know. So see you later.
Okay. Well, thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Dolores. Mm-hmm. We are so thankful
all
for
right.
you.
All right. Okay. Okay.
Uh-huh. Cliff, how long would you wait for this segment to be over?
How long would you wait? Oh, well, we want to thank Dolores for coming in. That was a pleasant Thanksgiving.
Oh, thank you,
encounter.
Dolores. We're so thankful for her.
I'm so thankful for our proximity to a celebrity.
It's the biggest celebrity we're ever around these days.
The biggest celebrity we're ever around these days. But
thanks for the recap, Cliff.
Reminds me, you know, of our time in L.A. when we tried to have celebrities on the show, like Lena Dunham and just Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn came out.
Well, you see how well that worked out.
Got us where we are today.
But you know what, Cliff? I'm thankful that those things happen.
Sure.
Because everything leads you to a certain point in your life.
Sure.
And it led us here to you listeners here on KBSH.
And listeners, we would never change anything that led us here to you.
Not for you.
Nothing but death could keep us from you, listeners. Oh.
Oh, Cliff, you hear that?
Do you hear what I hear?
Oh, it's the trolley, Cliff. It's the trolley.
Said the Kendall to the trolley train.
How are you doing? Happy Thanksgiving, trolley.
Do you hear? Happy Thanksgiving to you, trolley. Long time no see.
Oh, that's too bad. I hope she's feeling better. Oh, that sounds crazy. Oh, well, let's see what's going on in Busheltown.
Oh, my.
Right around town.
All right, let's see what's happening around town.
This week's journey to Busheltown is titled Thanks a Lot.
A Lot.
We begin our story in the bustling kitchen of Harley Fublatt, Busheltown's number one log home refurbisher. Harley is basting a large dead bird that's been in his 320-degree oven for the last 7 hours.
Listen here, Tom Turkey.
My family is gonna love sinking their teeth into your cooked flesh. Only weeks ago, blood was coursing through your veins, feces was flowing through your birdie bowels, and you was flapping all around my yard. Now you in my oven. Who's a bigger man then, huh? Me or you bird brain?
Harley had anger issues even on this day. What day was it, you ask? Why, Thanksgiving, of course. Harley was baking this turkey in anticipation of the guests that were due to arrive in exactly 2 minutes. Looking at the clock over his stove, Harley realized how close his guest must be and set about calming himself down.
Now listen here, Harley. You gotta calm down before them guests arrive. Ain't no use getting all rageful on this day set aside to give thanks for our blessings. I just hope nothing don't set me off. Nothing I hate worse than when somebody sets me off. You ain't in charge. But when people disrespect me, I get mad.
Whenever Harley was in one of his angry moods, he often went on like this for hours, trying to calm himself down. Luckily for us, he didn't have time to continue, because just then, the doorbell rang.
Guest number one, who could it be? Oh, hello there, Captain.
Arr, matey, it be I, the sea captain who let you stow away on me trip to the Virgin Islands last February.
I knows you, and it's been too long, Captain. I never will forget that sea voyage. Me stowed up in a holler beneath the cargo hold of your ship.
Arr.
I did learn one thing that month. Rye smuggling ain't for me.
Yarr, it'd be a spongy man that take to rye smuggling so late in life.
If you say so.
Aye, and here be something to repay you for the lovely invite to your home on this blessed day.
Aw, t'wert nothing. But let's see, what have we got here? Oh, you remembered.
That be your brand, then.
So enough. I got hooked on the stuff on your boat. Drinking this wild gopher bourbon is what kept me from dying of the rat flu. Now you go on in and have a seat. Make yourself to home. Just don't go to pillaging nothing. Guest number two. Oh, Lordy, it's guests number 2, 3, and 4. Mrs. Potter, Butter, Butter, Churn, Frida, and Alex.
Hello, Harley. Delighted to see you and a happy Thanksgiving. But I'm afraid we won't be staying. Frida has accidentally glued her mouth shut with rye adhesive. Yes, dear, we're en route to the hospital, but it's only proper etiquette to give Harley our regrets in person.
Well, I sure do hate to hear that. Alex, can't you stay?
Yes, I'm afraid that's true. Alex is the only one that knows Frida's insurance information. He's got to fill out forms for us when we get to the emergency room. No, it's no one's idea of a happy Thanksgiving if they have to spend it in the hospital with their mouth glued shut.
Well, I guess I'll see you when I see you. Hope your mouth comes open, Frida. Oh, sure, Alex. I'll see you around the country club. Goodbye.
Goodbye, dear.
Well, if that ain't the... No, Harley, it weren't Frida's fault. But why the hell is she messing with rye glue anyhow? That's for gluing rye together, not lips. Dang it, why'd I invite her anyway? Just cause she gives me the senior discount down to Blobsmushes. She probably thinks I'm 65, that old glue mouth.
Where be your guests?
Well, three of them just came over to cancel on me, that's where.
Yarr! I seem to recall a time when I was cancelled upon. 'Twas out on the high seas. I was smuggling about 3 kilos of whale blubber for the pretender to the throne of Austria. I had a dozen men with me on that boat, and 8 of them cancelled on me when I told them they'd be sleeping with the blubber down below deck.
What did you do, Captain? Did you have a rage blowout and make them walk the plank? Did you punch through the hull of the ship and create a new porthole where there weren't one before?
No, Harley. I'm not much of a sea captain to tell you this. I cried like a baby boy who lost his first dinghy. I cried openly and long, and many of my men joined in.
You cried?
Arr, arr, I let the sea water come out of me for once. And after I was through, I felt like 3 kilos of whale blubber had been lifted off me shoulders. Arr, and then I felt I truly knew what Thanksgiving meant. Did I mention that that was on Thanksgiving?
Well, Captain, I don't think I want to go to blubbering just yet.
Arr, matey, you need not to go a blubbering to feel better. Just cry.
I meant I don't want to cry.
Oh, I thought you meant you didn't want to smuggle whale blubber, which I often refer to as blubbering.
Frankly, I ain't into neither one too much. Oh, that's Tom Turkey, the real guest of honor. Oh, you know, laughing is just as good as crying or smashing things when it comes to feeling better.
I agree, matey. Now slice me up some of that sweet smelling fowl.
All ashore, who's going ashore?
That Thanksgiving, Harley and the captain laughed and consumed turkey long into the night. And Harley finally learned the true meaning of Thanksgiving. The captain, of course, had already learned the true meaning of Thanksgiving on that blubbering voyage many years before, and so merely remembered the true meaning of Thanksgiving this year. That's all for this week's Journey to Busheltown. Now back to you, Cliff and Kendall.
Oh, Kendall, I'm so thankful. And the thankfulness that I'm feeling is just oozing out into the studio. It's glowing.
That's not all that's oozing out in the studio.
It's just...
There'd be some blubber.
And the fact that we're going to go eat more makes me happy and not sad, but...
but it makes me sad later.
It will definitely make us sad later.
Tomorrow we'll wake up really sad.
I want to let people know that I will be at Hanky's Books and Bait Black Friday morning, 4 a.m. tomorrow. And Kendall's going to be there supporting me, and I'm going to be signing copies of Bette Midler's new CD. It's called It's the Girls. I'm going to write little Bette Midler anecdotes between she and I on the CDs for you in Sharpie. Like, for one instance, like, I got her autograph outside the Broadway show last summer. One might say, you know, I'm really hoping for Hocus Pocus 2, and just whatever. I'm expecting...
I'll be at the piano playing Billy Joel.
There's no piano in the bait store.
Damn it.
But Kendall will be there silently supporting me, which is what he does best. And I want to thank him in advance. Come on out to Books and Bait in the morning. And
okay, that's enough of your plug.
Here we go.
If our listeners love the show as much as we do, and I know they do, and they're as thankful for the show as we are for them, they can go to cliffandkendall.blogspot.com. You can go to cliffandkendall.blogspot.com. Facebook.com/CliffandKendall, emails at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com, or give us a call on our fat line at 818-3084-FAT. And as always, 4 a.m. on Sunday mornings on KBSH.
Kendall, give thanks for unknown blessings that are already on their way. And that was what but a Native American saying.
It's just a Native American saying. Cliff, be thankful for what you have. You'll end up having more. If you concentrate on what you don't have, you will never, ever have enough. Oprah Winfrey.
Kendall, I have strong doubts that the first Thanksgiving even remotely resembled the history I was told in second grade. But considering that, when it comes to holidays, mainstream America's traditions tend to be overeating, shopping, or getting drunk, I suppose it's a miracle that the concept of giving thanks even surfaces at all. And that was said by... Orleans, but Ellen Orleans.
Well, that's all my tradition. Getting drunk, eating too much.
Again, stating the obvious.
Drink and be thankful to the host. What seems insignificant when you have it is important when you need it.
Right.
And that was Franz Gil Parser.
Come on, Franz, you said it good. Finally. Dear Lord, we beg but one boon more. Peace in the hearts of all men living. Peace in the whole world this Thanksgiving. And that was said by Joseph, but Joseph. Joseph Auslander. Take me home, Thanksgiving roads. I'm Cliff.
Oh, and I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening. We will see you here next week. Remember, be thankful.
I can ride my pony double, make a little hot bubble, like a glass of wine.
I remember the medicine man, he caught me making water in my hands, drug me around by my head brand, said you wasn't her kind.
But
Cherokee and Choctaw, my baby's in the Chippewa. I can kill a deer, a buffalo, with just my arrow and my hickory bow. From 100 yards, don't you know, I do it all the time.
They all gather around my teepee, late at night trying to catch a peek at me. And nothing but my buffalo breeds like I'm standing in line.
I'm an Indian outlaw, half Cherokee and Choctaw. My baby, she's a Chippewa, she's one of a kind. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proudly they love,
listening to Cliff and Kindle Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkindle.blogspot.com.